Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to share some information with you guys that maybe you hadn't heard. The game on Saturday between Missouri and Kansas was the most watched college football game on ESPN2 in the past three seasons. Now, I know this. Rob, you and I talk enough college football that I also think that you know this. Yes, everybody wants to see their team win championships. Everybody wants to see their team go to the Orange Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl and compete for the college football playoff. But I feel like in the midst of all the conference realignment, the people that put college football together have forgot the other thing that we really care about in sports. It's bragging rights over your rival. Sure, that doesn't take the place of going to the Final Four. It doesn't take the place of winning the national championship. But being able to walk around your office, your job, your church, and tell the fans of the other team, we beat you, really matters in college sports. And we lost that when Missouri doesn't play Kansas as frequently as they used to, as Texas didn't play A&M for a decade. That stuff matters. So I'm not surprised in the least bit that America gravitated towards one of the foundational college football rivalries on Saturday. It's like we know that when it's Michigan-Ohio State. It's like we know that when it's Auburn-Alabama. But if it's not Duke-North Carolina in basketball, we act like rivalries don't matter. That's why we like college sports. It's the silliness of it. It's telling the kids, no, you can't chant that when they scream something during a kickoff. It's playing Mr. Brightside three separate times in the fourth quarter, A, to get people fired up, B, again, to get a stop. It's the argument. It's the disagreement. It's the back and forth. It's a major part of what makes college sports college sports. And as the model is starting to trend closer and closer to being the NFL and being a professional sport, you're not watching college football because you think it's the best brand of football that's out there. I assure you, we all know that it's not. You're watching it for the crowd, the environment, the pageantry of it. You're watching it to watch Kansas play Missouri, to watch Oregon play Oregon State, to watch those matchups and those rivalries. That's why the sport matters and why it's the second most popular sport in America.
It's going to sound like a crazy thing to hear for non-college sports fans when I say this, but I think college sports fans will understand. The most important thing for college sports fans is not determining a champion. Do you know, like, there are moments, there are highlights, there are exciting things that happen over the course of a college football or college basketball season beyond just crowning a champion. In the NFL, the NBA, we're all about finding a champion. In college sports, there are so many teams that, yeah, we want to find the one champion and we want it to be fair and we like to have fun doing it, but it's the moments that happen over the course of the season that make college sports so fun. For basketball, last year, I'll use Missouri as an example. The highlight of Missouri's season, or one of the highlights, was beating Kansas, getting on the floor, chanting the chant, and then won the game, the Mr. Brightside thing. It was a great moment for Missouri fans. They finished up being a six seed, but it didn't matter. They had that moment. In college football, last year, Colorado beat Baylor on a Hail Mary. Those are the sorts of things that make college sports fun. They were a 9-4 team that was never going to make the playoff or win a title. But Colorado fans will wax poetically about their season because it was fun and it had moments. And I think Saturday, despite the fact I disliked the outcome, showed us and America and everyone, hey, college sports is more than just crowning a champion. It's more than just, hey, the game of the week is Michigan-Oklahoma because it has college football playoff implications. No, the game of the week was two unranked teams in Columbia having a shootout because it was just pure old-fashioned hate, and that's more fun to people.
Hold on, we got to go back now. Missouri's ranked. So I
They were not when they played Kansas on Saturday.
The way you said two unranked teams, don't try to lump us in with your squad. Don't do that.
When the game kicked off, neither team was ranked. They are ranked now because they beat Kansas.
Okay, because it felt like you was throwing a little shade, and I wasn't going to let that shade. I think you said something really important. I think most college fans know that their team's not going to win the championship. That's a little different than in the NFL. In the NFL, it is designed for everybody to win a champion. We all know in college sports, it ain't designed for every team to win a champion. If you cheer for Vanderbilt, you got to realize that your team is never going to win the national championship. So you got to find other things that matter. So when you beat Alabama, it's running on the field, tearing down the goalpost, and dropping it in the lake. You don't do that in the National Football League. You don't do that in the NBA. You don't do that in professional baseball. There is only one goal. There's only one standard that you are held to. That's not the same in college football. One of the ways that we measure success is how you perform against your rival. It's how Michigan, that won the national championship a couple of years ago and didn't have the season, it's how you can put an asterisk by your rival because they lost to you even though they won the national championship. It's Dave Portnoy raising up his shirt and saying, even though you guys won the whole thing, you still couldn't win the national championship. I mean, it sounds crazy. It is crazy. That's what cheering for a college is like. That's what having a favorite college team is like. So congratulations to both teams. Congratulations to Missouri. Congratulations to Kansas for entertaining us. And hopefully these two schools understand how important it is for both of them to play each other. I know they have a game scheduled for next year. That game is going to be in Columbia. And I believe they take a pretty big gap in the middle of that. Why? Why? You have to play power schools now. You can't just load up on cupcakes. It ain't like the old days where you could load up on three cupcakes, get fat and happy. You only got to win three games in your conference. You go to a bowl game. No, that's not the expectation anymore. So if you got to play a power four, power five school anyway, why not make it Kansas? Why not make it Kansas State and just make everybody in the area happy? That's all we're asking. That's all I'm asking. That's all you're asking. Life is just better when you have those rivalries, when you have Texas A&M, when you have Missouri, KU, when you got those games, those matchups, those teams. It's just more fun. So why don't we lean more into it instead of the sport trying to be more like the NFL? I don't think that's the right path for us to be heading in.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.